In an amazing discovery, a veteran paleontologist has unearthed the oldest dinosaur fossil found in Australia from a footprint he discovered 60 years ago as a school student fossicking around a disused Queensland quarry. Stephen Hill asked University of Queensland researcher Dr. Anthony Romillo about this remarkable fossil find.
This was an old sandstone quarry, and the sandstone was aged from the early late Triassic period. It was known after it was disused that there were lots of plant fossils there, and so people would come along with their families, with the students, and have a look at plant fossils. And there was also some fossil footprints known from the site as well. And it so happens that Bruce Runniger, back in the day when he was a teenager at high school, had a look at the site and he found some dinosaur footprints. He collected it and has been taken around when he did his degree in geology and paleontology at various positions during paleontology here in Australia as well as in the USA. And he would bring it out, this amazing fossil, to show his students as a teaching aid in these various locations. It wasn't until about 4.5 years ago that he reached out to me saying, "Hey, Anthony, I've got this amazing fossil. You've got the modern techniques now to analyze it. Do you want to research it together?" We were doing that for a time, and then late last year, he arrived back in Australia. He was previously living in the States, and so we've published it.
Tell us a little bit about the fossil that was unearthed.
From our research itself, looking at the shape of the footprint, we have, well, it's almost like a fan-shaped footprint where there's three toes that pivot out to the sides, and the toes are almost equal to each other. The middle toe is a little bit longer than the others, but that particular shape of footprint is very much characteristic of a type of dinosaur back in the Triassic period known as a prosauropod. Now, these are kind of like the ancestral forms of the long-necked dinosaurs that were ginormous in size throughout the Jurassic and the Cretaceous period.
So can you tell us a little bit about the dinosaur found, the sauropodomorph?
Yeah. So a sauropodomorph or a prosauropod, these were typically two-legged herbivorous dinosaurs. Think of them like a large goanna, got a long tail, but a goanna with a very long neck. And instead of walking around on all four legs, kind of with squat legs, these prosauropods or sauropodomorphs, they had legs that were directly underneath their body, and they walking around on very long back legs only. They're walking bipedally. And the legs of this animal, it was about 80 centimetres in length. With the torso, the tail, the neck, and the very small head, it would have been about 2-3 metres in length.
So it's like a sort of two-legged smaller version of sort of something like a brontosaurus or a brachiosaurus. Would that be sort of...
Yeah, think of it like that. So if you imagine a brontosaurus walking on just two legs, you're in the right ballpark. Mm-hmm. Mind you, you don't have these gigantic, massive or hind limbs. They're much more agile in these prosauropods. The hind legs are much more slender, and they're not that stocky, elephantine kind of bulk. So they haven't reached their massive size mm-hmm. that they would throughout the rest of the Mesozoic period. We all know that dinosaurs dominated the landscape during the Mesozoic, but at this early stage, they were kind of just emerging from this massive mm-hmm. supercontinent called Pangaea. And so they weren't the dominant life forms. They were not the massive creatures that we later know dinosaurs to be. Instead, they had other contemporaneous animals that were looking like big crocodiles that occupied uh-huh. the land for both carnivorous and herbivorous diets.
They'd be like reptiles that have evolved, but they haven't yet evolved to the size of the dinosaurs, the brontosauruses, the tyrannosaurus, the really large reptiles that would appear in the next period.
Jurassic and then the Cretaceous. Absolutely, yes. So this was early days. This particular fossil is one of the earliest fossils of dinosaurs in the entire world, and definitely the oldest dinosaur fossil here in Australia. It's right at their beginning. And so they emerged as fairly small-bodied animals. And the curious thing about this particular Brisbane one is that it was more in the larger size of dinosaurs of that time period. So it would have weighed maybe about 140 kilograms.
University of Queensland researcher Dr. Anthony Romillo speaking to Stephen Hill.